Blog Talk Radio.
P.I.W. nigga. Hey Bills, they don't know. I got you one more and I'm coming through. Yeah. Yo,
see I'm a werewolf at nighttime, shooting through the money bag, red out your forehead, donate your body bag, shooting up the hospital, put you in a body cast. I see it's raining a dollar, I got money in my forecast, chain guns, full metal jackets on the warpath, samurai slice you with these swords, make a bloodbath, something in your ear, or your kids getting kidnapped, I take them off a ransom, I'm brown skin and handsome, dime ticks, I kill a pussy, thinking that I'm Manson, I have big dreams, big cars, big mansions. Now I got big guns, big knives for the stab. I bitch special blow, bitch, you think I'm Tone Atlas. Nightmares, bad dreams, bitch, we dreamcasting. Laser beams splattering your beans, that cabbage. Strap your top coat, macho, Randy Savage. I wrap them up in bandits, I got them going bananas. The guns bust, you think you fucking with bananas. The guns bust, you think you fucking with bananas.
It's been a long road for a nigga. On all my ten toes, I'm strolling my nigga. Don't have me dying though a little nigga. Disrespecting my hustle, I turn into gorilla. Real recognized, real, and you not familiar. I don't wanna meet you fuckers, Ben Stiller. I won't stop till I reach a million. These type of beats, I go for the killing. Uzi Tech 9, double barrels, I'ma give them. My spittin' got motherfuckers illin'. Switch it, use the pitch butter with the biscuit. And I don't even name, so you better keep your distance. Crab, I peel like a scab. Got swag from my brother, man, I ball like my dad. Way before Glad, I was always in my bag. Bitches on my Johnson, you can call me Tag. Go ahead with that nonsense, you fucking up my mood. The rock got me feeling like the man on the moon. Women fuck with a nigga, now they trippin' on they dude. My persona make me lean more. Coolie high, nigga, step up on the team, bro. Four eyes, spotted four bitches rockin' Dior. Told them to come closer, I need to see more. Is that your ass? Cause I don't see raw. Shit, I must be on, cause I don't see flaw. My circle real, I don't see flaw. We walkin' through marbles, Coliseum doors.
Welcome, welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Akinuba.
Hey, 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 peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I ain't do too much today, surprisingly. I ain't say I ain't do nothing. I said I ain't do too much. I'm going to take it as a good day. Not too busy, but productive, and I'm kind of relaxed. I usually be like drained around this time and be over the day. But I'm not. I got a whole lot of energy. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm in a little bit of pain, but I'm still here. Okay. Yeah, and my day's not even halfway, so I still got a whole bunch of stuff to do. I got a long night.
Anything I can do, my writing, my planning, all that, I can do that from the comfort of my bed. I don't have to leave my house again tonight. I'm for the first time in forever, at home by myself. It's only been about an hour, but it's only been about an hour. My kids say, can I go to the park? Yes, go to the park. You know, my oldest daughter took the grandbabies to my mother's house. So, I'm happy. So I'm going to enjoy. I don't care if I'm not doing anything. I'm going to enjoy this peace and quiet, which is, I mean, when it's just me and my two youngest, it's always quiet. But then we got the babies running around, not so much. But I'm going to enjoy.
Yeah, you got to get that time to get some peace and quiet when you can. You know?
Yes. This is not, I don't even know what to do with myself when I hang with this show. If I'm, you know, if I'm still by myself. I don't know. But, yeah. So, that's my night. Ooh,
Well, I hope you get to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, hope you get to relax and do it. Take some time for you. That's the most important part.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. That's what you're supposed to be working on. That's what our guests, our listeners, are supposed to be working on. You know, self-care, having a little bit of me time, and just every now and then just making it about you and what you like to do and just, you know, being at peace. So I'm going to try. I'm probably going through some, like, meditation. I'm going to write, you know, in the journal because, you know, that's my type of venting and release, you know, mental health. So that's for me. Listen to some music, you know, because I heard somebody got a new song I need to listen to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing. Today's show, it's that time, you know, for our monthly Q&A session. You know, we are going to be answering submitted questions about sex, life, relationship, entertainment, black news, and politics. All questions are welcome. This is where I put in the disclaimer. Don't ask the question that you really don't want the answer to, because we're going to tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. So you can also call in 515-605-9823. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. And also, feel free to share the podcast. It doesn't matter whether you're doing it while we're live or if it's if you're listening to it on a playback. And so, you ready?
Yeah. Excuse me. If my voice goes in and out, this allergy shit is really kicking my ass. Either that or it's the damn Canadian smoke. Trying to figure out which one.
Yeah.
All right, first. Ready for the first question? I guess this one, we could chalk this under negative black news. This is from Lady Wren. She's asking, what are your thoughts on a 14-year-old killing the dude who hit his mom?
Okay, let's talk about it. I knew we were going to get this question. I'm glad we actually got this question. Because, first of all, I can't understand why it's so many mixed feelings about this. For the life of me, I can't figure out why. But, hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion or their feelings. Now, the first thing I want to say is this could have completely been avoided. 100% could have been avoided. But unfortunately, it wasn't. I watched the video. I know it cuts off after the assault because that's what it was. And you hear the gunshot, the first one. I didn't know it was two, but it was two. So you can't really see the rest. Not that I really care to actually, you know, see it. But only person that I feel sorry for in this situation is the 14-year-old boy. The reason why is because I feel like he was put in a position where he felt like he had to protect his mother. I don't know. I mean, it was like rumors of she texted him. It was also, I don't know whether, you know, he heard the commotion or whatever the case may be, but it landed him inside that food establishment shooting someone. That is something that he should have not have had to go through. So now which could be traumatizing. You had to shoot and kill someone. That could have went too many different ways. You're put in a position where you have to make a life-changing decision. And luckily the outcome was what it was when the charges was dropped, because that could have been, I mean, I'm sure this has changed his life, but it could have went in a completely different direction, and he could have been spending the rest of his life, you know, in prison. See, me, I'm a little different, and I know some other parents out here like this, where it doesn't matter how, you know, big, tough, or your name ring bells, or whatever this situation is. When I have my children with me, I'll let some things slide, because I do not want to act a fool in front of my child, any of my children, even the grown ones, because I'm their example. So I'm not in the street. I'm not arguing with anybody. Now, from the video, I do see this guy wanted it to be something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he arguing. First of all, you lied on your grandma. You lied on her because he get on my granny, on my granny. I'm gonna knock you out. Get your food. Now, in that moment, me having my, especially being they were in Chicago, if I'm correct, where it's known for a lot of violence and everything. I don't know what you have. I have my child with me, so I'm probably going to leave. No, I am going to leave because I don't want to put my child in a certain situation. You know, that boy could have came in and shot and didn't hit his intended target. You know? But when you see somebody that wants it to be something so bad and your children are around, you walk away. Because clearly he wasn't going to walk away. You know, get your food and leave before I knock you out. Like, he wanted to be something. And based on, you know, kind of seeing different things, he just got into it with somebody 2 weeks ago or 2 days ago, one of them. You know, he was a violent person. He was always into something, assaulting somebody. And the time that it takes, I mean, and for him to sit and argue and threaten and not caring that it was a woman, and it's not one of those situations. You know, I can, when you see a video and it's like the girl is aggressive and she ready to fight and she, you know, she argue with you, she bumping chest with you, like, you know, like she a dude too. I didn't see that. I'm not saying the lady didn't say anything to him, but she wasn't, like, so aggressive. You know, she was standing her ground as far as not, you know, leaving or whatever. But I didn't see, like, the ghetto ratchet, hands in your face, bumping chest, you know, oh, I'm going to get my brother. Like, I didn't see that, you know, that side of it. But then he hit her. Then he hit her again. So he was not going to stop. He had a point to prove, and he was going to keep on going because nobody there was trying to stop anything. Nobody was trying to stop anything. Nobody was trying to defuse the situation. People were just doing what they do best, pull up their phone and record, which in this case, it worked in their favor for recording. So I know I'm a little mm-hmm. long-winded because I've been asked about this, and I've been saying it on my timeline. But like I said, the only person I feel sorry is for the 14-year-old boy, because from what I read, you know, good kid, smart, you know, trying to go somewhere in life, and he was put in a position and to make a split-second decision, and that's the decision that he made. And it could have very well ruined his life in a different way. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure it affected his life. I'm sure he's going to need some therapy. It's going to change. This is always going to be a constant reminder because here's somebody that's not in a particular lifestyle that was forced to, you know, shoot and kill someone. But the two adults in the situation, they both could have did something different. I'm sorry, but that would be a complete lie. I am not sorry for this guy at all because, like I said, it was one of the situations where, you know, you assaulting somebody's mama. I'm not saying that that's always, like, violence or whatever is always the answer, but it's just one of those situations where it's like when someone has such a history and someone is actually there's no telling how far he would have went, you know, in that situation. Because when he hit her and she didn't fall, he felt the need to hit her again. And I don't think he would have stopped. And it could have went way wrong, you know, for the mom. But it's just one of those situations where a lot of people, you know, where all parties involved, you know, took an L on that one. Well, the two adults for the most part. Because now, and the mother also have to live with the fact that her son had to go through that whole process because he was locked up. You know, they turned themselves
so
in.
Was she. Yeah.
Yeah, they left and turned themselves in. At first, I was like, why leave? But then I'm like, okay, Chicago, you don't know who he know. You don't know how it was going to escalate. You know, little boy probably was in shock. So let's leave. And then the right thing turned themselves in. And good thing they had got a lawyer and somebody made a GoFundMe. Too. So hopefully they move in with that gun, that GoFundMe. Oh, and Nicki Minaj is paying for his college when he want to go. So, your thoughts?
That's what's up. I'm almost where you're at with it, minus the mom. You know, this is a sister who's in a. It's supposed to be like a hot dog stand or whatever that was. There's nothing that a woman can say to me to make me want to punch on her face four or five times.
Right.
Right? I'm the man in that situation. It's my duty to walk away. I'm not going to call upon my dead grandmama or whoever. If you say one more word, I'm going to knock you the fuck out.
Right.
So let me give my thoughts on the young boy. The young boy, he sees his mom getting hit. That is the first line of trauma. Now I got to kill this motherfucker. That's the second line of trauma. Now I got to go to jail. This young boy, I'm hoping that mom is getting him into therapy. When mom's name was released, I immediately looked her up on Facebook, went to her page, did my, you know, me, inspect the gadget. This is a woman, a hardworking woman who don't bother nobody. Her son gets good grades. He works hard in school. Why? Because the kind of mom he had.
Mm-hmm.
And for this dickhead to do that. We don't know what caused the argument, but what could possibly have been said to make you want to punch you're a grown-ass man with two kids, at least I think, because the family can't stop telling us about his two little, we got twin daughters or something like that. He was a father too. Man, fuck him.
He wasn't behaving like he should as a dad.
He's a piece of shit. And I'm okay with the idea that we no longer have to worry about that type of filth walking around on the planet. Because if you know me and you've listened to this show over the years, I've said it once, said it a thousand times. You put your hands on a woman, you should no longer be allowed to live. You hit a woman, you should be gone. Not going to jail, not spending my tax dollars on prosecuting your ass, taking out back an old fucking yellow. I'm absolutely okay with this motherfucker not being here. And as far as you family, I'm glad y'all got dragged on Twitter. I loved every minute of it because y'all were trying to make every excuse in the book. Fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with it. And I'm even more so okay that mom is now going to sue the city for a shitload of money. Because you locked me up for getting my ass whooping and I'm glad she had her paperwork together for her gun. And ladies, let this be a lesson. Strap the fuck up. A lot of us brothers got felonies and we can't. Y'all got to. Because once again, you know, I got one more fuck you to give. Those people who sat around and didn't help.
Right.
Now, I see there was one
old head. Oh, my God, he hit her. Like.
Yeah, now, I could see there was one old head. Okay, I understand. I wouldn't want my dad jumping in the middle of nothing. But if I know my dad, he ain't going to sit there and watch that shit. He's going to try to.
What about the owners of the establishments that did not try to defuse the situation or even call the cops? Somebody should have been, you know, as soon as it started, and you're not going to
come out. All the arguing
you
come out.
Yes.
If you ever managed a takeout spot, there's always going to be some nigga nonsense coming. At some point. It may not be a lot, but at some point you got to know what to do when it does. I've managed pizza shops and stuff like that before. And it's always going to be somebody who got words. Hey, fellas, you got to take that shit out of here or you ain't getting your food. Yo, my man, you can't be in here doing all that. You got to go. You're yelling at a woman. Now I'm taking it off of her and putting it on me. But we got to remember, this is Chirac. So one of the main things that when the press releases start to come out about her arrest and the son's arrest is the dude got shot and was running away and the boy chased him down and shot him. Well, yeah, this is fucking Chicago. This asshole's probably going to his car. I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying he was put in such a difficult situation where he had to make a split decision because he could have had a gun on him. And the second I took for him to freeze, to think about it, he could have been getting killed. You know, it's just one of those situations where, like I said, I'm so sorry for the little boy because he was just put in a position where no 14-year-old should be put in. But, I mean, luckily he was taught something and he was able to, you know, go for his intended target and nothing happened to any, well, I mean, I'm going to use that term loosely when I say innocent bystanders because they all just sitting around, you know, watching. But... You know, he's going to need some therapy. He's going to have to figure out how a way to kind of cope with, you know, this whole experience. And experience is nowhere near over. Let's get that straight because it's on the internet forever. You know, hopefully it doesn't affect his future or what he's trying to do with himself in any type of way. You know, because, you know, the media will make anything, they like the narrative that they're going to go with. Because when I first seen it, it was mom and son arrested after mom ordered for her son to come kill a guy she was arguing with. That's the headline I seen. But I know better. So there go all the people who don't know better.
Even that was salacious because when you go and you start watching some of the coverage and some of the news sites, you know, all around the countries that address, when they couldn't find any crimes in the past or anything like that, they started making it more and more salacious as possible. You know, like mom got her son as a hitman. It's like they try to word. You got to be very, this is why you hear me on this show talk about the importance of black media. You can't always trust these media outlets that are running commercials because the more salacious it sounds, the more interest, the more they can run up these advertising dollars. And that's, you know, they're always going to make us look bad when something's bad for us.
Yeah, you know? I'm glad that they ain't find no, you know, gangbanging picture or, you know, because they would have short. I'm glad that the pictures that's floating around of this 14-year-old young man is, you know, nothing that's damaging or, you know, I see button up in khakis, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, like I said.
Yeah, shout out to Auntie Sugar, who's just reminded me, there's a GoFundMe for the bull.
Yeah.
Who got killed.
Yeah, and there's also so a GoFundMe for the like, really? You know, I hate the fact that they try to make this man a victim.
somebody that put himself in a situation, someone that has a history of assaulting people and just thinking
he could do what he wants because he's getting away with it. And his family going to make a GoFundMe page and talk about, oh, whatever you think about him, he was a dad. No, you don't. And that's what I can't stand when it comes to certain people and death. It's like this person could be a menace to society, but the second that this person dies, now they're the world's greatest person. Oh, fun, a good heart, you know, like to help people, funny. Like now all of a sudden, all these things that the world was not experiencing when they were alive, that's what y'all describing this person as.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he is the way he is, because his family is part of the problem.
Is anybody under the impression that this is the first time that he decided to beat on a woman?
No, absolutely. He was too comfortable. And
seriously.
He was so amped up.
This ain't his first rodeo. There was nothing to lead up to. We missed the buildup. But it was when a man tell you, you say one more thing, I'm going to knock you the fuck out.
Get your food before I knock you out. He do that at home. Go on, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here before I knock you out. Shut up before I knock you out. He was just too comfortable with it. That's his go-to. And he was so amped. And the whole time he's in a stance. Like he's ready. He's getting ready. He's waiting for the perfect time. You know, it was out. He did have a history of getting into people and fighting and all that. And one of the girls that was supposed to have posted, somebody had commented like, isn't this the one he almost beat to death or something like that? Somebody commented underneath a post that somebody put, and it's like, that's that justification right there. That's that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, you know, it's like, oh, he didn't deserve this. Well, neither did the person that he decided to assault didn't deserve that. You know?
Well, you know, this is my issue. We're no longer in this world where, oh, just because you stepped on my toe, just because a person steps on your foot, you don't have the right to kick their teeth out. We're past them days. You punch a woman, you get shot. There's more and more sisters getting their gun permits and their concealed carry license. And I applaud it. I think every black woman 18 and up should have it and be trained, know what to do. And hell, while you're at it, go take some damn self-defense class. If it was my way, you'd be all walking around like fucking Avengers. Because who's going to protect you? I love our brothers, but we ain't protected. We barely able to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at. So this whole, oh, he didn't deserve it. Yes, he did. Because what were you going to say if one of those punches landed the wrong way and killed mom?
Mm-hmm.
It's like domestic violence is serious. And that's something we're going to address later on in the year for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But whether it's your boyfriend, your retarded cousin that lives in the back room, or your brother, your whoever, no man should be punching on a woman. If he does, we need to address it. Run his ass out of town if you don't kill him. You need to at least run his ass out of town. I am absolutely okay with these motherfuckers disappearing. I love black people, but this thing that we got going on in the hood, or in our communities rather, where it's okay for brothers to beat on women, that shit, it's never been cool. So don't put your hands on mine. Oh, fuck, I know. All right, we done beat that one down pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of ghetto and hood, here comes JoJo. JoJo S. There was a lot of hate on the BET Awards. Did y'all see it, and what did y'all think? Man, I feel like I've been talking about this shit all week.
Oh, I don't watch award shows. I'm not a big fan of award shows. I know everybody, but I'm not. 'Cause I think it's like a popularity contest. Like, it's whoever's hot at the time, not necessarily who has the most talent or whatever the case may be. So I really, now what I can say, I did watch certain stuff people posted on Facebook. And I watched Busta Rhymes performance, loved it. I'm always going to love when Busta Rhymes come out, you know. I keep seeing the clip about the, what's her name, Sexy Red. Oh, my God. The whole quality of music. Oh, my God. That's a whole nother show.
I got a whole question about all that.
Oh, when Dr. Brown was his, what's his name? See, I didn't really watch. I just saw clips, and he was looking like, is this life?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I forgot his damn name. The Christian dude. Gospel boy.
It's just one of those things that I just feel like the culture just keeps taking an L.
Let's not put this on the culture.
Okay, we're gonna put the younger generation is making us look terrible. Like we have like I feel like we're living our last days or something. I don't know. The ground to just open up underneath me, and we all just get sucked in because I don't know what's going on. You know,
Remember in our last days.
You got a whole bunch of people just is being famous for nothing, that has no type of value to society, and they just doing whatever, and people is eating it up. Like, the song, first of all, when I heard a clip of the song, I thought it was like one of those, What do you call it? When they picking with another song. I thought it was like a gag or a joke or like a TikTok with somebody making fun of something. I did not know it was a real song. And then it's like the damages on the hip hop, they need to stop. Because the first thing was that daggone Summer Jam. That used to be sold out months in advance, they were still giving out free tickets a week before. And you want to know why? It's because it's the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and look at the lineup. The only real hip-hop person was there was the Lox.
Yeah, and to double down on your point, Summer Jam used to be... What they normally had it was like a 50,000-60,000 seat stadium. They moved it to a smaller venue in Jersey that was only like 20,000-something, if that much.
I thought it was in New York this year. It usually be in Jersey. Because
Yeah, you're right. I got it backwards. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's usually in Jersey because the Jersey folks was like, thank God. You're right. They said, thank God they moved it because it was usually a traffic nightmare.
but they moved it
somewhere in New York.
But look at the lineup. Like, what is y'all doing to hip-hop? Like, who approved this and organized this? And now the BET Awards, and this is the clips that I've seen, I'm just like, some of these people, I'm like, who is these people? Whatever. It's always somebody new coming out. That's why I know they say it's not what you know, it's who you know. Because somebody owed that girl a favor. I can't. It's too much. These award shows is too much. And that's why unfortunately, award shows are so divided because you have a certain type of crowd for the different award shows. It's like you go to BET Awards, you want to see a whole lot of ratchet. Unfortunately,
I watched it this year the first time in a long time because I knew they were going to be honoring hip hop. And I wanted to see Busta get his flowers. But it was some ghetto shit going on. But if you are familiar with the music, you know that the people who were ghetto was ghetto. The people who were of an older generation, they did their thing, except Patti LaBelle. We'll get to her later. Sit your old ass down. Anyway. you know, it's one of the situations where if you know who Ice Spice is, you know there's going to be some ass shit. If you know who all of these girls is, don't get me wrong, I'm excited to see so many young ladies just running hip-hop, because that's who runs hip-hop right now. Well, let me say rap. They don't run hip-hop. It's rap. That's who's running the rap game right now, the women. 2 months ago, or a month ago, shall I say, the report came out that hip-hop is no longer the most influential as of the day. At 2023, hip-hop is no longer the most influential music genre in the market. I wonder why. Because everything is my pussy pink, my booty hole brown. Like,
right. I can't.
I mean, that's what's on the radio. You know, Pound Town. If Pound Town is the most ridiculous, I get it. I mean, it's cute. It's funny. If you in the crib and somebody just posting on social media, but it's on a $1 billion network. The night we're celebrating Busta, some fucking old pastor, whatever the hell he is out there, is literally looking around at the lyrics of "My pussy is pink, my booty goes brown." Tyler Perry, congratulations on acquiring this shit show, but I don't know. Maybe for the next VET Awards, Hip Hop Awards, let's not invite any religious folks. I mean, the gospel community. Let's not have him there. Won't you do something separate?
Yeah, I don't think he knew what he was. He probably was invited. He didn't know what he was signing up for. I just don't know, because I don't know how comfortable I would be. If I liked the song, which I'm not a fan of the song, so I don't sing the song, but if I was sitting in the room and that song came on, and it was some elderly people in there, I wouldn't even be able to sing it. So the fact that she could be so close to him, I mean, I know that's the business. She got to be able to perform wherever she at, but I hope she went home and prayed or something. And that's for forgiveness.
Oh, you know he went home
cussing.
He went home to his wife and said, "You should see these ignorant ass niggas they had me around."
No, I said, I hope she went home and prayed or something. But that's another story, because when you come up with a song like that, you know you got to perform it. But I feel like she just was playing around, and somebody was like, "Oh, I know somebody. I can get you, you know, I can get you on the radio." Like, it's crazy. But yeah, I do. There's a lot of women, you know, empowering each other and you know, performing together and everything like that. I just, sorry guys, it's just, I'm not that rapid. So certain things, I just be like, what the hell?
I think I'm getting more ratchet and niggified in my old age. I actually listen to some of this shit. I mean, I got a 50-year-old in the house. You know, the second time I even heard of the song Much, my 14-year-old at the time was telling me about the song. Like, Dad, what you think about that song, Munch? What the hell's a Munch? Let me go look it up. Oh,
it's
shit,
not all music I'm against. It's not all song I'm against. It's just like that song, the wasn't it Sexy Red song? It's just certain songs that I'll be like, okay, now y'all doing too much because this is going to be on the radio. It's like, you know, anybody like could be driving a car with my children. You know, it's not all song because, you know, remember we had Luke. You know, I'm not no prude or nothing like that.
Here's the thing, because we're going to hop off that and get to the juicy stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to answer this question, because the next question was, what do y'all think about the state of hip-hop? We had Luke back in the day, but we also had Public Enemy. We also had Brand New.
We had a balance.
We had a balance. It was like cable. If you don't like to watch ESPN, turn on Lifetime. You don't like to watch Lifetime, turn on Fox. You had.
But that's not what it is now.
The R&B dudes.
You have this one.
Look like rappers. And talk like messy ass girls and horny teenagers. And the rappers look like goddamn R&B dudes. Remember once upon a time you get on MTV, maybe Lenny Kravitz, the only dude with tight pants on? Well, not anymore.
Right.
Not any goddamn more. Now these dudes got pocketbooks and earrings. Diamonds were a girl's best friend once upon a time. Not anymore.
Yeah.
These fucking dudes
they had
fight
in there too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, that was
fuckery. Okay. All right, we done beat that up pretty good.
Okay,
but yeah,
the state of hip-hop
is alive and well. It's underground. It's not on the radio. That's not hip-hop. That's rap.
Mm-hmm.
That is people putting
on
an outfit, going to work. That is not a culture. That is a job.
Yep, those are entertainers, and they're fitting the mold. And they doing what sells. That's what you hear on the radio.
Yeah.
That's what you see when you turn on. But
yeah, you want hip hop? Get on Spotify. Get on Apple Music. Get on the underground. That's
I don't believe hip hop is dead. I do wish some of our legends and like, you know, like Bus and stuff like that. I wish that people would come out. You know what it is? I just think that they won't get the support like they got back in the day, so that's why certain people don't come out with more music. You know, they'll talk about them for a little while, but then, you know, that's it. Or when the verses come, you'll talk about it for a while, and then that's it. So that's why they don't come out with music. But we are enjoying their classics, you know, their music when they were out. Some of the stuff is timeless, is never going to get old. But until society changes, and the big wigs that's in charge changes and tells the people what's in is not in anymore, and it goes back to how it used to be, it's always going to be the same thing. So, but hip-hop isn't dead. It's breathing. It's here. It's just being where it's appreciated. That's all. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So. Keep
hip-hop alive.
We need to do a hip-hop show.
Yeah, if we, you know, this was Black Music Month, but we'll spin the block on it.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 45 minutes.
Oh,
and,
time to go fast. Okay.
Yeah, and get some good smut in here. But first, we got a relationship question.
Okay.
This is from Malika down in Baltimore. Shout out, Malika. She says, I found out my 25-year-old boyfriend of a year, okay, I just stayed together for 1 year, cheated on me the day we moved in together. I found out through a girlfriend of mine who knows the girl that he slept with, and I'm trying to figure out how should I address it.
She found he cheated, and she want to know how to address it.
And he didn't, they didn't move that. Well, no, she found out
about it the day they moved in. It's I'm pretty sure it's been happening, but how you address it? You address it head on. I don't know how he was able to stay. I mean, he couldn't have been too, you know, he couldn't have been too settled in. He could have easily packed that stuff back and was right back out wherever he came from. But you just address it head on. I mean, you holding it in, he's still being comfortable and moving because clearly he has no intention on telling you. So he's just living his life comfortably and just, you know, just going about himself, his life day to day. You the one stressing. It's bothering you. You probably losing sleep and everything. So why continue to let somebody be such in a comfortable space without a care and a worry in the world? And you didn't do no dirt. You know what I'm saying? So head on, tell them. I'm surprised it haven't, came up sooner, because you got to look at this person when you go to bed. You're going to be wondering when they leave the house. You know, it's, you got the information. I mean, you're not trying to figure it out. If he cheating, you know he did. Head on. I mean, I couldn't live with no cheater. Do yourself a favor. Confront it head on. Whatever decision you make, if you want to leave, stick to it. It's no excuses. Because believe me, he's going to come up with a whole bunch of excuses. He's probably going to deny. But no, because now you're putting yourself in a situation where you got to worry about what somebody that you living with and laying with is doing all the time when they leave out the house. Because clearly, it's not like you thought you was cheating. It came to you. The information came to you. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be quick with this one. You addressed the shit. You just found out that the day y'all moved in together, he cheated on you, and your homegirl told you, because she knows the girl. Please write in next for our next session so I can I want to spend a block on this one. But, you addressed it. I mean, what are you waiting for? Is fucking a big reveal? I mean, you address that shit. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. Especially if it bothers you enough for you to write into us about it. So, good luck, Malika.
He wouldn't have got that comfortable.
Yeah. That's fun. All right, here's another one.
Okay.
do not say my name. Just call me Miss Piss the Fuck Off. Okay, Miss Piss the Fuck Off. I recently went through my dude's phone last weekend. Yeah. I recently went through my boyfriend's phone last weekend and found out that when he was in ATL, he went to that goddamn sex club and he was on the other side of the glory hole. I don't know what to do because I don't want him to find out that I went through his phone, and I want to keep looking to dig up more evidence to show that he is a fucking cheater. What do you guys think I should do? Should I just get his ass now, or should I let the evidence pile up?
I know. You should get him now. Clearly it's an issue because you felt something was off because you chose to go through his phone. People don't go through people's phones just on a whim. Like, you know, so something bothered you enough for you to go through his phone. And then that's the first thing you found out about. So there's no telling how many other stuff it was. But why would you want to continue to push yourself through, you know, and compel, you know, pile up evidence? So that means you're going to allow him to do more and more stuff, you know, so you can have this mountain of proof where that one thing is, you know, is enough. You wasn't aware of what's happening. Y'all didn't discuss it. He went off. He did his thing. Buried it, came back once again, come back, living like there's nothing going on when they know they done did some dirt. So it's no telling what other dirt that's done. So or how many times he's been to that said club, or whatever the case may be. But I wouldn't wait and drive yourself crazy and looking at him side eye and trying to, you know, get this big mountain of proof and evidence just to do what you want to do already. You know? So.
Yeah. Excuse me, y'all. My allergies are kicking my ass today. So make sure I got this right. Your man, you go through your man's phone, strike one. Strike two, your man is in ATL, and I know the club that he's in. This is like the third time in the last 2 months that I heard somebody got caught up at that club. And he's on the other side of the glory hole. My question is, are we talking about the stick it through side or the suck it through side? Please let us know. Either way,
I thought about that, but I was just hoping. Because you said the other side, so I was just giving them the benefit of the doubt. But it ain't Atlanta.
He's down here. That club is popping. I'm not going to say the name of the club because I don't want to blow up any spots. Some of the listeners, who are friends of mine, they attend this club. But you have to be smarter, fellas. But anyway, to her question, why are you waiting
smarter
for more evidence
faithful?
To follow? Both. Being faithful is being smart.
More trusting.
Being faithful is being smart. Keep your dumb ass out of the sex club in ATL. You don't know who up in there. You never know. And then you're in there recording yourself. Just think of a dickheadery. I'm going to record myself either on one side sucking or the other side sliding my dick through. You're a fucking idiot. So, at any rate, why the hell don't say my name? Why in the hell are you waiting? This man stuck his dick, or either was sucking dick, you ain't say, to a glory hole, which any asshole off the street can pay their fee, come in and start sucking. I know girls who are at the glory hole tonight who are bending over and slamming her ass against the wall with a dick hanging through that they don't even know who the face is. Glory holes ain't just for sucking. So he in there getting his shit off and probably raw. I ain't never heard nobody strap up at no glory hole. So are you waiting for him to bring you something? What are you waiting for? So, I mean, you have to get to the point to where when you're disrespected, the person is disqualified. You have to be done. What the fuck is wrong with you women these days? How much more evidence do y'all need? He just cheated. He went and blindly cheated.
He went
to a glory hole. He paid an entry fee like he was going to the fucking carnival. Stuck his dick through a hole and didn't give a shit who was on the other side of it. Or he was on the other side of it chewing up dicks. I don't know. And I'm angry just at the thought of it. Anyway. All right. Get his glory hole dick ass up out of here, girl. What the hell wrong with you? Goofy ass. All right. Spankings, queen. This one is from Melissa. Melissa and over in Raleigh. Shout out to Raleigh, North Carolina. She says, okay, I am having a problem with getting spanked properly. The paddles that we bought that are made out of hard plastic don't hurt enough, or the wooden ones hurt too much. What do you guys recommend? And could you point me to a good place that sells the right type of impact play toys?
So she's saying that she has an issue with being spanked properly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Is it the person or the paddle? Because, first of all, when you're into certain things, you know, you have to teach the person if they're not into it. Because everybody's different. I know she did mention something about the equipment as well. I mean, you would probably be able to help out with that. We, you know, at Paralomance, we do have certain things, but it's not the, you know, hardcore stuff she may be looking for. But first of all, she has to know what her tolerance is. Remember, you get what you pay for. I can't stress that enough. But it got to kind of be, and I always tell people they're supposed to practice these things before they go into a full-blown session. Because everybody's different. Somebody might be thinking they are a pro, but when they come across somebody else that is a pro, it ain't, you know, they're not giving what they're used to be given. So it's a little different. But I know you may have to, no, I'm not going to say you may. I know you have some suggestions on places to go. And also, they need to decide, like, what type she likes as far as paddles, because it's, you know, it's different things. What type of effect is she looking for? What type of pain level is her tolerance on? I love hearing about the spanking stuff.
Yeah. Great kink. Yeah, stop ordering offline. Grab your dom. Y'all take your asses to the local kink shop. Google it. Put kink shop and put a user code. Then go in there and physically touch. Wait, hold. Mm-hmm. They'll even let you swing it around or whatever. Go. If you are looking and you're that serious about your impact play, you're going to need to go and get your hands on some stuff. There's nothing worse than ordering something. You're excited. It gets there, and it doesn't do what you want it to do.
And people read reviews, so, y'all. Y'all read the reviews? That's the first thing. I probably like, ooh.
But,
and then I start looking. But you got to dig a little deep in the reviews, too.
Yeah, but see, to your earlier point, it's also him. You know, he needs to be there, too, because the reviews could be great. You just had a bad experience. It don't work for you. You know, mm-hmm. Impact play is personal. Everybody has their pain threshold. You know, ass I smacked 20 years ago, I can't smack today. You know what I mean? The same way. Because everybody's different. The man changes. It's different. So when you guys are going past the hand to the paddle, and if you're trying to, and you seem like, according to your statement, you've tried different pieces, go to the kink shop. Ask the guy behind the register, point you to the paddles, and you two go and get a hold of the ones that, you know. Because it's a whole lot better when you can feel it, because you'll know, oh, this shit going to break. Let me get a wooden one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or fiberglass one. They even got metal. So.
I think that's very important, too. I think what's very important is these couples doing these things together. So much responsibility, not on one person, but both people can come in with their opinions and test it out and see it, especially when you're trying to get your mate into something. Because I had no problem. Like, look, let's go. Like, look. You know, so. Got to do that.
All right. Well, this one is it's a little on the slutty side. This one said, just call me Miss Mama. So me and my husband has been in a lifestyle for a little bit. I'm 29. He's 32. It's been about a solid 8 years. We're loving it. But recently we started watching a lot of free use porn. Getting a lot of free use stuff on Chatterbait. Ooh, good Lord. Oh, yeah. And we have been trying to get into the whole hot wife stag lifestyle. But his bestie, okay, spelled bestie wrong. His bestie has recently started making suggestions to him about those two slutting me out. I'm curious, what do you guys think is the best way to break that kind of ice? Is this something that you can just jump into, like a threesome, or is there any protocols in the lifestyle for this thing?
Not rocket science, not at all.
Off my foot.
No, it's no rocket science. If you're okay with it, if all parties are okay with it, but she said her bestie, right? Or his bestie.
Yeah. His bestie.
That's the only thing is like I always say, when people bring a person in, especially that they know, this is a bestie. This is somebody that be around. I don't know if y'all got kids or whatever the case may be, but this somebody be around the family. Y'all all hang together. Make sure y'all all are willing to, you know, whatever doors that open. That's my only thing. But as far as, you know, the whole experience is, if that's what everybody want to do, that's what you guys are comfortable with, just do it. Just make sure y'all mentally prepared for it, too, because, you know, everybody say they want to do something, so it's time to do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, you got to have a certain type of maturity, a certain type of mental and emotional balance, you know, maturity to do things, you know. But that's just my only thing is that it's a best friend. You know, I don't know if the best friend in the lifestyle, but he feel comfortable enough discussing it with said best friend. I wonder who that that's what I want to know. Who idea was it for the bestie to join in? Was it the bestie or the husband? That's what I want to know.
Hey, that's a hell of a conversation. Hey, let's let your wife out. I think that's the part that is throwing her off. Yes, to answer your question, yes and no. If you guys are going to be textbook, you know, about it, then okay, you might want to sit down, have some conversations about how this thing going to go, what are some of the no-no spots, what are we going to do, what are we not going to do, or you can just let it flow. Get your weed out, get your shrooms, fucking liquor, get fucked up, and everybody start doing things. It's up to you. But the whole idea of being slutted out traditionally is a little more carnal than, you know, it's running a train on a chick with on steroids. You know, you're literally, just think of every fucking thing a man want to do to a chick, you got two of them doing it to you, taking turns until they're done. Done. So, sometimes it can take a couple of hours, sometimes it can take a couple of days. I don't know what y'all into. But, yeah, don't overthink it. If you feel like you need to talk to make it, you know, to make it something that's going to be fun. Because there's nothing worse than to have that kind of session and you walk away unhappy, especially when you're the one that got to receive all that. So I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy getting slutted out. shout out to Cat Collins. Girl. Stop overthinking and take some two dicks. Oh, shit. Man, get the fuck out of here. Overthinking slut activity. All right, speaking of slut activity, is it me? Okay, I'm sorry. This is from Felicia, who's also from Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh in the house. She says, is it me or is there more slutty behavior going on today than ever before? I've noticed this since the pandemic. Between the sneaky links, the situationships, the friend with benefits, it's all about a sexual turn-up. What's your thoughts on this?
It's more on the open. People are making it more acceptable. Think about the pandemic. Everybody was supposed to be in the house unless it was deemed necessary to go out. So people were sneaking, and I don't know, maybe it gave them a rush or something. I didn't have that urge. I was worried about my life. But
so, you wasn't out there sneaky, Lincoln?
No, I wasn't, and I was okay with it. People were like, oh, well, what you doing? In the house quarantine, like the government says I need to be doing. I don't know how many company I didn't, you know. I got two asthmatic kids, I wasn't ready to risk it all. And then it's just so out there. It's like things that people used to keep private is just like, boom, in your face now. So even the newly adult 18, 19, like, they are just like running with it, you know. People talk more about their sneaky links and their friends with benefits and stuff than they do about their relationships, which I thought the whole purpose of it was supposed to be a secret because you're supposed to be sneaking and not supposed to be doing it, but not in the world of social media. But, yeah, I mean, it's out there. I don't think it's going anywhere. Not at all, because now people are capitalizing off of it, you know. OnlyFans, Pornhub, like, it's just, like, so many, you know, ways to just put it out there and make money off of it that people are fine with it.
We are in the biggest sexual revolution I've seen in my life. It's everybody fucking. There's literally dudes in their late 60s pushing 70 fucking chicks my age and younger. If you don't, just to get an understanding, go to your local bodega, a.k.a. Poppy store. Go to the counter. You look up, hanging up, is either a pill or the honey pack. There's some Poppy stores where you can get your weed wrap, whatever you went to, whatever you wrap your weed up with, condoms, and some form of stay hard, the address edict. That's where we are. That's at the Chinese store. That's at the Poppy store. That tells you everything you need to know. We are in the slut revolution. I ain't mad at it. I just want people to take it a little more seriously and be more safe with it, because more women now are more sexually liberated. They understand that, fuck it, girls is players too. You know what I mean? they on some, you know, if a man can do it, I can do it. And I should not be treated wrong for doing what men have been doing for years. Now, you got those, I hear that argument all the time, which I kind of push back on a little bit. Then you got the ones who just saying, you know, I've been married for umpteen years. It didn't work. My kids are out the house. They're grown. I'm going to enjoy dick now. I'm making good money. I done did all the schooling. I'm got where I need to get. I got everything but some good, consistent dick, and I'm going to get a lot of it. I hear that a lot. So it's, you know, everybody's doing what they got to do. For their own personal reasons. It just seems like it's so much of it. I mean, slutty shit. And it's serious slut shit, too. You know, and I just want everybody to be safe. But to your point, yes. And I think the pandemic did play a part because it's playing a part on a bunch of levels. We noticed when the pandemic doors opened up and we back outside, violence tripled, from where it was before the pandemic hit, right? In some spots it never stopped, but when we opened back up, it went crazy. It's a part of the human thing. When you bottle stuff up, everything goes crazy when it opens back up. And it's the same thing sexual. You know, you really had a chance to sit your ass still and reevaluate some things.
People had to get up and go to work, but they still was getting a nice pretty penny. I wish I would have these people in my career.
So just imagine you sitting there and you looking at women cheating is at an all-time high. You know, and it's this whole website for women to cheat. You know? So, yeah, that's where we at now. All right, shout out to Troy. Is there a fetish for being addicted to sluts? Because, goddamn, these bitches are here slutty as shit. Disrespectful.
Is he confessing?
I guess the question is there a fetish for being addicted to sluts? I don't know, man. I don't know the name of it.
Right. But thanks for the confession.
Yeah.
Because he want to know if it's okay. And he want to know if it's okay that he likes it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This one's from Tish Banks. And she goes, I've noticed one thing in the community that there are more black men into the whole cuck, hot wife, stag, and vixen lifestyle. What are you guys thinking about that? It used to be a white man thing, but there's more brothers who are okay with sharing their women now. I think that's a good thing. I want to know what y'all think.
I mean, to each his own. I don't think that it should be a color barrier, period, on, you know, anything that people decide to do. But, I mean, if they like it, I love it. As long as they doing it, they enjoying it, and all parties are, you know, okay with it, on the same page with it, you know, and willing participants, then, I mean, I'm all for it. And that's what I think. What I think it is that I hear that a lot about certain things, you know, like when it comes to fetishes and kinks. That you know, now is people of color that's into it. At one point in time, everybody felt like, oh, that's some white boy shit. Like that's all I used to hear. That's all you say all the time when you talk about certain things. But I just think those were the ones that was like, you know, they're so open with it. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, some black people was into some things, but they just wasn't open to it. And now it's so out there, you know, just like sex. It's so out there in your face, and more people are talking about it. So more people are open to trying it or open to, you know, let it be known that they're into it. But, yeah. It's out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have similar friends in the lifestyle. And to answer your question, yes, it is up. It's a fun, I mean, for some people it's fun. It's adventurous. It's different. And it opens up. You know, it opens up a lot. Remember, once upon a time, swinging was considered a thing. You know, orgies was considered a white person thing. Shit, now orgies in the black community has always existed, but it wasn't a publicity. It was a quiet as kept. You know, whoever was a part of it, it was a part of it. NBA players, football players, rich guys, You have money, you hire strippers or whores, prostitutes, and you get them all in one room. Everybody get naked and just bang them out, get them out of your hotel room. Now, this is when I knew it was getting crazy. When I would get flyers shot in my DM or my inbox about an orgy that's going down this Friday night. Hey, if you're in town, slide through. And there are literally sex clubs hidden in plain sight all over Philadelphia. If you know, you know. You know, so it's. I was like, wow. This used to be some Vegas shit, some ATL shit. You know, certain parts of the South, New York always had them. You know, but I never seen so many popping up in Philly where you can go in on the right night and there's 10, 20 people that butt-ass naked, ready to start fucking at any moment. So we're in a different time now. It's definitely turned way the hell up, you know, and as desires grow, curiosities grow, so does behaviors. You know, dudes sharing their women there. That's the vibe. So I recently found out, this one is from Kev. He didn't say where he's from. And he says, I recently found out that my girl made a sex tape with a dude who I went to high school with. I didn't say anything to her because I actually found it on an old phone that she had deactivated. Recently, my phone broke, and I post a lot on social media, so I grabbed one of her old phones, turned it on, and was hoping to be able to tap into the Wi-Fi and log into my social media and use it until I got my phone fixed. I went to the gallery and saw a video of a chick literally folded the fuck up, and I recognized it was her from the tattoo on her titty, and the dude, the camera panned across his face, and I knew it was a dude I went to high school with. So here's the big question. Should I just start asking questions like, how old is this shit? Why do you got this shit? And when the fuck did y'all make this shit? So please advise me before I shoot somebody. All right, let's not go shooting people.
Hey.
y'all gonna stop that shit.
I mean, okay. So we first want to not act like we didn't want to go through that phone because you went to post. How did you end up in a gallery? So stop acting like you only needed that phone to post on social media because you was going through it.
So let's just get that out of the way, you know? I
wanted to use it so I can post on social media, but somehow I ended up in the gallery going through her photos and videos. Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you came across it and it's you know, so innocent, you can have a conversation about it. Okay, look, I was using your phone so I can post on social media because that's when it looks sneaky. Okay, I found out about this, but, you know, I don't want to say anything. She didn't say whether she knew he had the phone or not, or he just found the phone laying around, or whatever the case may be. But it's easy to have a conversation. And can't you, when you look at a picture or something, can't you press details or something like that and see when it
was?
Yeah, so
if the details, it's not going to be the details of the recording unless you timestamped it. It's going to be the details of the download or the transference. Because as far as he knows, she did it. She could have did it 5 years ago, had it up on the cloud and downloaded it to that phone a year ago, turned the phone off and bought a new phone and just forgot to delete that shit. You know?
Yeah, that's
why
it's easy to have that conversation.
Yeah, it's easily proven when it was done. So how much of a detective and interrogator you plan to be is up to you. But I'm going to show this. Look what the fuck I found when I went through this phone. But we got to remember, if you're posting on social media, when you're posting on social media, you got to go to the gallery because that's where the shit you're posting at. You know what I mean? So it makes sense.
Well, what I'm
saying to you is that he was just posting words. He had to go to the gallery. Or, depending on how deep, also, how deep was that? Because if you just got the phone to sign on to record, you took a picture right then and there. That means what you did, what picture you took is in the beginning of the gallery. That's what I'm saying. So how deep into this? That's what I'm saying. Like, so we don't want to go through that,
somebody gonna tell me to fuck something. Somebody gonna tell me something.
I
find out,
I definitely would ask. That's what I want to know. Did she know he had the phone or whatever? Because he probably
couldn't think
nothing of it, especially since it's old. But I mean, I ask people that. You know, they say
I ask people that type of
stuff. I don't know.
I don't want to know about any everything. But yes, I mean, ask her. Be prepared for whatever she's going to tell you, and don't be the type of person when you ask her and she say it was from 5 years ago, take whatever, and then you still question it and bringing it up. You know, either you're okay with it or you're not. I don't know if he has a problem with her making a sex tape, or is it just that it's with somebody he know. And he said somebody he went to high school with. He said they were still friends. They were still hanging together. That person be around. Like, how do we know that she even know he went to high school? You know, it's just a lot to come with that when it's a simple conversation that could be had. Don't stretch yourself out about something that you really don't have to stretch yourself out about. We, you know, as people, you know, we got enough things we have to deal with instead of putting unnecessary, you know, stress or drama or whatever onto it. He said, fold it up like a...
Well, listen, man, your chest is folded up like a Aunt Annie's pretzel. You need to fucking
you fold
find
it like
her
a
and have a conversation and stop talking about gunplay and all that shit. You don't need to be getting into all of that. If she ask some questions and ask her the details. One, when was this made? Two, prove it to me. Okay? Because if it's an Android, that bitch got backed up on Google Photos, you need to see. Because it's going to show. She can scroll back to 2020 or 2015 or whatever the fuck. It's very easy for her to prove that it wasn't when you guys were together.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all that, nah. Y'all dudes are going to stop that sucker shit, shooting people over pussy. If she cheated, go fuck her sister or something if she cheated on you. Ooh, did I say that out loud?
Because, now, look, you in jail, he did, and with the next
one. Go to jail.
Like, what did I saw? What you in here for, man? Yeah, they going to whoop your ass every day and then clown you.
No, they going to clown you. They going to clown you. There's always some nut-ass dude in jail because somebody did something with his girl. There's always one. He either beat her up, so he got a domestic charge, or he got caught with a gun, or he fucked the boy up, and he got locked up. It's just chill, man. If she cheated, she confesses, you find out, you get gone. And if you feel like you can forgive her, then forgive her. Don't be a petty dude. Throw that fucking sex tape in her face 20 minutes. Calling her Aunt Annie and shit.
Right.
Fuck you, Aunt Annie. Her ankles behind her fucking lace front. That's in the back of that motherfucking cap.
If you want to talk about it, forget her. Don't be bringing it up every time you get mad or.
All right. This one is from Chris from out of South Philly. See, yo, tell me if y'all ever heard of this weirdo shit. I recently found out that my girl is charging dudes to do dick rapes. When the fuck did this become a thing? I don't understand it. I had to have somebody put me on because she accidentally revealed herself to a homeboy of mine. He didn't know it was her, but when he found out, he immediately hit me up. So should I just end it with this bitch, or should I holler at her to find out if she actually fucked any of these people? Because when the hell did dick rapes become a thing?
If he came to me, I don't.
Are you familiar with it?
I do. I've heard of it. I do know about it. It became a thing when people knew, when women knew that men needed to be validated so much that they are willing to pay someone to rate it. That's when it became a thing. So, as far as what he should say, I mean, he felt how he felt about it. Either you're okay with it or you're not. Only he will know. Clearly, he sounds a whole lot angry, so he's not okay with it. Me personally, I think that if it was something I decided to do, just like if you would decide to do an OnlyFans or whatever the case may be, that certain things you should discuss with your partner, just so they could, you know, kind of know what's going on or see how to affect the relationship or whatever the case may be, because she revealed herself to your friend. Your friend, which is a real friend because he did come and tell you. But he knew about it before you did. Nobody's supposed to be able to come tell you nothing about your woman, your man, your relationship without you knowing. But, yeah, clearly he's not okay with it. You do need to have a conversation with her about it. But, I mean, can't nobody make somebody be okay with something that they're not okay with. But it's going to be ultimately his decision. But I don't know. He called it some weird. But, yes, it is a thing. And people are making some okay money with it. I mean,
yo, shout out to Kat Collins. Says in our reality talk group, she says she made $1,600 in a weekend back in 2021 doing rape. All right, we got 90 seconds. For those of you who don't know what a dick rate is, is where you charge, since men want to keep sending you dick pics, you charge them to rate it, to tell them, is it a good dick pic or a bad dick pic? And there's a lot of women on Twitter who charge anywhere from $5 to $25 a rate. I rate your dick. You got to pay me, though. So, all right, Queen, we got to get up out of here.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, the president never fail. You guys are amazing. Any last words real quick before I sign out?
Yeah, shout out to everybody who's listening. We don't have enough time for me to say your name, but you know who you are. We love you. Appreciate all the support. See you next week.
Okay. That concludes our show for the night. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace on Annie.